Okay, one more thought on this hierarchy of ideas, and that's the structure of overwhelm. The structure of overwhelm usually means that the person you're working with has too big of a chunk. Usually the person who's overwhelmed, it's so funny because you walk in, you talk to somebody and they say, I'm totally overwhelmed. And you say, what are you overwhelmed about? And they say, everything. And you go, everything? And they go, yeah. Well, what specifically? Why don't you make a list of what specifically you're overwhelmed about? And you know what? Usually most people can't get overwhelmed about more than, 10 or 15 units. If you have somebody make a list, you probably won't find more than 12, 15. At the most, I had one client come up with 20, who was overwhelmed, come up with 21 units, 21 different things they were overwhelmed about. Usually the structure of overwhelm is that the person thinks, I'm just overwhelmed about everything. Everything is getting at me. And they begin to lump that into everything is going on, everything's overwhelming me. So if you want to do that, you just chunk them down. So you say, what specifically, that's the question on the lower left-hand side, what specifically are you overwhelmed about? And when you chunk them back down, you move them down to a point where they begin to see that they're not overwhelmed about everything. They're not overwhelmed about everything. They're only overwhelmed about some things specifically. Now, here's what I'd like to suggest that you do with the hierarchy of ideas. I'd like to suggest that over the next few days and weeks with the hierarchy of ideas, I'd like to suggest that you take the time to really exercise your brain. I'll bet you that you either chunk up best or that you chunk down the best. Now, there's also lateral chunking, which we haven't talked about, but let me talk about that for a moment.